It's been 2 months since the deadly attacks at military recruitment centers in Tennessee. In that time, Governor Rick Scott issued an executive order aimed at protecting Florida's National Guard. It includes speeding up the application process for the guardsmen and women applying for a concealed weapons permit. Building on that executive order, Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam decided to streamline the process for all active military members and veterans.
So we went about and developed a business model to try to focus on receiving an application and turning that application back around within 30 days. And our intention was to receive an application either in our regional offices. We have 8 around the state. 13 current tax collectors are part of our partnership where the veteran or active duty person could go into the tax collector as well, and or through traditional snail mail.
That's Gray Beavis giving an update to Florida lawmakers during a recent meeting of the House Military and Veteran Affairs Subcommittee. As the director of the Division of Licensing at the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, he's in charge of administering the concealed carry weapons program.
So we felt like 30 days was achievable, so we developed a business model. And since then, 60 days ago today, since we basically started looking at this, I'm pleased to report we have issued 7,549 licenses to either current military personnel and or veterans. Currently, we've got 311 in a respective queue, and our average time right now is roughly 6 days on turnaround.
Those active military members and veterans interested in taking part in the expedited processing can visit the agency's website for more information at freshfromflorida.com. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.